I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. It's your boy, the Primetime Kappa Pop DiBiase. And you guys need to listen to my show, the Primetime Angles Radio Show, which is available live Thursday through Monday, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you don't know where we might be. Vegas, L.A., Houston, New York, Miami. We do this show everywhere, mobile, but this is all about cashing that ticket. So if you are a big bettor or a small bettor and you like to bet college basketball, NBA, NFL, college football, MLB, WNBA, anything that you can bet under the sun, we'll have an angle for you, okay? So make sure you guys do tune in to the Primetime Angles Radio Show, hosted by your boy, the Primetime Kappa Pop DiBiase, also featuring Jeff Dawson, Philly Pete, Bobby Del Rio, and many more guests that come in on a weekly basis. So you guys make sure to tune in, because this is the best sports betting show in the world. Once again, the best sports betting show in the world. Don't miss out. And this is the Primetime Angles Radio Show, live every Thursday through Monday, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Listen to the whole thought process, and then I'd love to hear, you know, your thoughts on this as well. Everyone knows initially Kyrie's gone. And it also looks like Terry Rozier is on his way out because he feels that he gave up the most out of anyone to get little playing time, yada, yada, yada. It sounds like Al might be on his way out too. But I don't know if people know or really know the full details. Coach Stevens was at Butler for 6 years. Now he's been at the Celtics for 6 years. So I kind of think you're in a spot here. And I watched Coach, and I listened to him after the press conference, and I listened to him talk about himself, and he got out coached and he did some stuff wrong, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to make a bold statement here. Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens are at their crossroads. Danny Ainge wants Anthony Davis. Okay? So, call me crazy on this one, Pops. I think if Kyrie went to Danny and says, I'll stay, and if I stay, I know we'll get Anthony Davis, but Brad's going to go, Danny would have to really think hard. The Boston city, the town, wants Kyrie gone. I mean, the people who drive him to New York right now, they have no problem with it. But I really, if I keep Kyrie, Anthony Davis is coming, we'll trade Tatum and whatever it takes to get Anthony here. I still have Hayward. I'll still have Jaylen Brown. I'll have some pieces around him. Marcus Smart, yada, yada, yada. I just need to know, go find a coach. And I think that the tarnish is off a little of the Brad Stevens. I've been saying this for a long, long time. Why did Brad leave Butler? Why did he leave college? You know, he a perfect college coach, someone that I think could look great in Arizona or take a year off and then whatever big jobs open, he'd have it. Sounds kind of crazy. I think Kyrie's gone. I really do. But if he came knocking on Danny's door and said, I'll stay and I make sure we get Anthony Davis, but Brad's going to go, I'd be interested to see what
was. Jeff, repeat that for us, because you got it went out.
I was kind of curious of your thought process.
Okay, well,
what would happen? Or what are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking that, do you want to be in Brooklyn or do you want to be in Manhattan? Which way do you want to be at, Kyrie? Because you're definitely not coming to Hollywood. You're not coming out here. Because I think that that's not a fit at all, because you already still have Lonzo Ball as the starting point guard. It's pointless to bring you should have just kept D'Angelo Russell if you want to bring in Kyrie. So that's out the question. So it's New York City, Jeff. It's New York City. No doubt. I don't think anything says this Boston thing for Kyrie. It's over. Nothing. Literally.
Now, I know that they're going to pay him. I know someone's going to pay him, but he looked like a spoiled little brat. And you know what? A lot was said and a lot's going to come out. His ego was crushed. The fact that they made it to game seven without him last year. So he had that chip on his shoulder and he proclaimed to the world, wait till the playoffs. Well, you were out five in the second round.
Right. And see, now you saw, now it goes back to how you looked when you was in Cleveland before LeBron got there. You're trying to lead a team, and you're not really a leader. You're really a piece, a player who can be an all-star too, but you're not the leader. That's the thing. And Kyrie is on it, and Kyrie can go somewhere where he fits in perfectly, either Brooklyn or the Knicks. Period, point blank. I think that it's a match made. It's the perfect match. He's from the tri-state area. He's from Jersey. He played a lot of ball in New York City. It's perfect. You know what I mean? He wants to build brands. He's thinking about business, things of that nature. Get to New York City immediately and go ahead, and they'll let you be a failure out there. You don't have to worry about chasing championships. Just have some good nights in the garden and everybody be happy with that.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, with KD getting hurt, I mean, my two cents says he's probably done for the year. He'll hold out. Hopefully they beat Houston and then the winner of Denver and Portland. And then I saw currently, which was kind of surprising, you know, that they would actually be now an underdog, minus 180, I guess, if KD was out against Milwaukee, which would be the whole world, I think, still would be on Golden State anyways. But that was my two cents. It was odd watching Brad and, you know, didn't know that, you know, he had been at Butler for 6 years and now the Celtics for 6 years. You know, so maybe it would be a six-year itch where he says, you know what, maybe the NBA's not for me. I mean, he's not a quitter, don't get me wrong. Danny brought him here for a reason. He paid him, gave him an extension for a reason. Danny, even if Kyrie leaves, even if Terry leaves, even if Val leaves, they get enough young core behind them where, you know, they're just going to rebuild the pieces that Danny brought together. I mean, think of yourself as Danny. The fact that you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7 at home, and then you added two All-Stars with Kyrie and Hayward. I mean, it's going to be such a huge disappointment. Huge.
Well, I talked about it last night on the Byline Sports Show on 1400 AM. And I literally told them that, you know, that there's just, it's just, it has to be over. You know, I would love for the Celtics just to come back and say, okay, let's bring the kids back in. Let them know that they're the future. Let them know that we're going to do this. We're going to do this with them. Figure out a way to trade Gordon Hayward over the summertime so then you get a vet that fits the scheme of what you're trying to do, and then you just go from there.
No one's picking up that $30 million, Pops, from Hayward. That's $31 million. That no one's picking that up.
Well, then I guess you think they would try to buy him out?
No, they're stuck with him. They're stuck with him. I mean, listen, a year after, it took Paul George a full year. I think with Kyrie gone, and if you kept the kids, you saw how they played without him last year. And I think if you kept the kids another year with Hayward, I think some lanes would open up for these guys. And I think I'd be fine. If they had Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Hayward, they're okay. They'll be fine. You know, they'll have some cap space now with Kyrie gone and Terry gone and Al gone. I'm not saying that, you know, a superstar is coming here like Kemba. I'm not saying that Kawhi's coming here or anything like that. But I think they could find some mid-level guys. They'll be fine.
Well, that's where I'm feeling, man. I think that they'll be fine. And the Celtics, they should be good. But we'll see, because the Atlantic is a tough, tough division from what I can see. You got four teams that made the playoffs last year. This year, I mean, you got Brooklyn, Boston, Toronto, and Philly all made the playoffs. And, you know, it just goes to show you that, man, this is going to be a tough division for years to come. And then the Knicks are going to throw their hat in there as well, too, because they're going to get somebody huge, because somebody wants to, because people want to, now players want to play in New York, because if we're brand building, why not New York City? It's wide open. They don't have a superstar there. It's all yours. But you don't have to deal with Porzingis being there anymore. Boom. It's all yours.
someone brought up a great point too. With the Celtics' success in game one is they were attacking the rim. And then after that, Giannis blocked it. Giannis ain't going anywhere for 10 plus years. So that whole East, with Giannis there, you need a rim protector. So they were talking about, you know, Anthony Davis again to the Celtics. You need someone that can body and play with Giannis the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, because let's be realistic. The East is just going to be nasty. I mean, I don't know what's happening with the Sixers or the Celtics, but we know what's going down with the Knicks. Milwaukee's not going anywhere. Oladipo will be back next year for the Pacers. Where does Kawhi end up? I mean, the East is back. It's going to be fun.
Right. It's back, and the West is slowly going to the wayside because all their players are getting really, really old, and all their East players are really young and really good. And since we want to talk about out West, as you can see today, Laker fans were trying to have a protest about this. They wanted to air out their concerns about what's going on with the front office and put their 2 cents in. God, they're turning into Browns fans now, dude. Seriously. And that's embarrassing, man, that fans had to come out and really feel like it's their duty to tell the front office what to do. And the front office is kind of in a conundrum right now. They're trying to get the right fit. They're not just trying to hire any coach. They're not trying to satisfy players. They're trying to look into the long run of things. They want a coach that they can have here for the next 10 years. They don't want to keep recycling coaches here. That's the whole thing. But my thing was that the group that they had for coaches was absolutely awful. Frank Vogel, not successful. He was okay for a little bit in Indiana. Lionel Hollins is usually a coach that you bring in after you fire another coach, and he has an okay season. Mike Woodson did well in Atlanta, still got fired. Did well in New York, still got fired. So at the end of the day, you just tell yourself, damn, back to square one like Shohei. But they got Tom Thibodeau sitting right there. If they're interested, you know, maybe they could go out on a limb and go get Juwan Howard. But once again, just take my advice and go get Jeb Butler, or call it a day and just get Brian Shaw to come coach your team, and we'll go from there. Because the Lakers are going to be much better next season, regardless if everybody can stay healthy and intact, you know. And I think that they'll have a different focus because it'll be a year with LeBron. And LeBron will probably have better teammates than the ones that were chosen to come play with them, because that was the biggest problem in itself, too. Now you look at it and you say, damn, you got Brooke Lopez over here, a key piece to the best team in basketball right now, and that's the Bucks. Now, what if you would have had him with LeBron this year? You would have easily made the playoffs, because he's a center who's a vet, who's an all-star, who would have knew exactly what to do with LeBron. And he had the outside touch, and he still played big. You know what I mean? So, then these players weren't brought back because certain people in management felt like it wouldn't be the fit, things of that nature. Julius Randle would have been great if they would have brought him back as well, too. They needed these players to really compliment LeBron, because these are guys that could just make buckets on their own. But it's okay. They'll be fine. The Lakers just need to have some patience. I know that everybody's getting impatient because you're not supposed to get top player, an all-time player, and missed the playoffs the first season you have him. And he's went to the playoffs with much, much worse. You know, like, this team was one of his better young talents and players of that nature, guys that can do it all, but the Lakers just could never stay healthy this season. That's what the key was. It wasn't that they played bad basketball, it's just that they weren't healthy, and that's been a problem for the last few years. That's why the trainer's been fired. So there it is. I don't have much more to say about it. The Lakers been out for the last almost 2 months, you know, and they're still the top of the news in the NBA. Goes to show you where the NBA stands right now, Jeff. Honestly. But with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This show is the Primetime Eagles Radio Show, brought to you by Twin Spires. I know a lot of people felt real good about themselves when they thought they had maximum security winning, Jeff. Then you look up, I'm in Vegas, I missed the race, I'm in Vegas, and they say maximum security wins at 4-1. I said, well, at least the favorite got everybody $10. And then I look up and they say, well, he got disqualified. And all these people who don't understand horse racing were like, how are they going to say he lost the race? But they don't understand changing paths and that there's that you can get a race switched over, not even at the stretch, but somewhere in the middle of the stretch. You know what I mean? Somewhere before you get to the stretch. You know, everybody kind of just got a lesson one-on-one in horse racing. But all in all, we'll talk about that in a moment, but we'll take this quick commercial break.
An inside look at recreational Vegas sports betting, then tune in to the Vegas Squares pod as we discuss the sports landscape and how it relates to the gambling world. Follow us on Twitter at Vegas Squares to interact with us and get our free picks. Check out VegasSquares.com to listen to prior episodes of Tony, Aaron, and Spike giving you their hot sports takes.
That's Vegas Squares and Podcasts on 12 Ounce Sports Radio.
Tony Jansen, play-by-play announcer for the Edmonton Warriors. 12 Ounce Sports Radio is your home for Edmonton Warriors lacrosse all season long. Join us for live broadcasts in the Rocky Mountain Lacrosse League as the senior Warriors make that drive for the President's Cup. Edmonton Warriors lacrosse only on 12 Ounce Sports Radio.
Did you know 12 Ounce Sports Radio has a new sponsor in partnership with MyStream? That's right. Go to 12ozsports.mystream.com and you can save on your electric bill, wireless services. You can even get a virtual doctor with no copay. You basically Skype the doctor. You get roadside assistance. You can get identity theft protection. All this through 12 Ounce Sports Radio. Go to 12ozsports.mystream and check out the services.
And we are back with the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Capital Pop DBIC, and Jeff Dawson of East Coast Sports Investas. All right, so Jeff, we already jumped into the Lakers and the Celtics, talked a little bit about the Knicks. All right, and so we kind of jumped to basketball a little earlier than I expected because I was going to get into some baseball. But we'll get there. Now, the draft. We talked about the draft the other day. Is there any players that you're seeing that's not named Reddish, Williamson, Morant, or Barrett that's to really stand out in this draft at all?
I would have to go through the list thoroughly. It's not a great draft. It really isn't. It's real top heavy. It's not a draft to have four or five picks in it, like the Celts and a few other teams. I'm thinking off the top of my head. I mean, who else is sticking out? I mean, I know there's a handful of names out there, but they're not game changers. I mean, you know something? Listen, you especially have talked a lot about Zion, and first couple of years, 82 games plus preseason. He's going to add at least 15, 20, 25, 30 pounds, up and down that court. I mean, the Morants, the Cam Reddishes, the RJ Barretts, I think they're more ready. I mean, I don't think they're going to break down. Anything can happen, as you know. I'm not rooting, obviously, for Zion. I want to see it. But nothing jumping out. What about you?
I like the kid from Purdue. I think he's a game changer, man. He had one of the best tournaments you could ever have. They didn't really mention it, talk about it at all. I thought that was a travesty in itself. But that kid balled, and I feel like he's going to ball some more in the NBA. Those are the type of players that do very, very, very well on the next level. But he has to get the right fit. He has to get on the right team. That would be, say, somebody like a Grizzlies, Spurs, Mavericks. But the guy is a PTP, or the guy is a big-time player, man. I think he was scoring 30 points throughout the tournament until they got to, the Elite Eight? Yeah, they got all the way to the Elite Eight.
I was sitting at your spot at the Westgate and witnessed history. If I'm correct, that was the overtime game. He was coming off a huge, first couple games, the overtime game against Virginia. Just phenomenal. And we were at the Westgate there for that game. And no, he is a game changer. Now, again, I hope he adapts well to the NBA. And again, I think so much about this is being in the right system, in the right spot that can a team can kind of adapt to your style, mold to you, you know. You know, we talk you know, about Devin Booker. Yeah, it's great to put up, you know, 50, 60, 70 points, but what's it doing? It's really not doing anything. You know, if he was in the right spot and had to taper it down, you know, who had the best second half as a rookie last year? Trae Young. Was it Trae Young, right?
Yeah, Trae Young. Yeah, it was incredible.
Incredible. Why? The first half of the year, it was trying to find him. You know, the second half of the year, he adapted. And I think the kid from Purdue, good call there, Pops. Definitely. He'll help someone, that's for sure.
Yeah, he'll be a hell of a fine player. And that kid from LSU, the center, man, he's incredible. I hope he's coming. He might stick around, but he's another guy who's a high energy player. He'll be very efficient in the NBA as well too. There's guys that I just think that it's an upperclassman's draft this year. It's not about the diaper dandies, the freshmen, things like that. I think that it's going to be about players that were in college for a little bit, and they're going to be the dominant players here. So I really do like what I see here somewhat with the draft. I think it's going to be a better second round than it is the first round. And as you can see now, Philly getting their get back right now. I thought Philly was gone. It was going to be a close one, but Toronto pulls it out with the win. Toronto is losing by 21 right now, so that sets up a dramatic Game 7, man. This is going to be an epic Game 7, in my opinion, Jeff. It's going to be one for the books, man. This is a good series. I thought that we probably would get two Game 7s in the East, but the Bucks are so for real. They are just, wow. You know, we've been talking about the Celtics and Kyrie and la, 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 la. But let's just go ahead and give props to the Bucks, because the Bucks are doing the damn thing, man. They are playing some hellify basketball right now. Giannis is the MVP. He has to be the MVP. Then you got Chris Middleton, who's shooting the lights out. And I talked about Lopez a while ago. He's being so efficient as the center on both ends of the floor. And they're being coached well too. And it's funny because they removed Jason Kidd in the middle, like pretty much at the beginning of the season. And, you know, Giannis was so sad about losing this coach. But at the end of the day, it's actually been for the better. And it's actually made this team much, much better. And I really don't see anybody beating them on the way to the NBA Finals. If it's the Sixers, I say anybody. Let me take that back. If it's the Sixers, the Raptors got a big, clean opportunity. But it cracks me up because we can go back into the vault. I can't believe it. It's been 18 years. Make me feel old, Jeff. 18 years since the Bucks been in the Conference Finals. And I remember when they were in the Conference Finals, I was actually a junior in high school. And I remember it was the year Iverson. And the Bucks did the same thing they did in this playoff. They smoked through teams. They really, really ran through teams. It was an easy run for Big Dog and Ray Allen. And then they had a classic 7-game series that most don't talk about, won't ever talk about, with the Sixers, where they lost. But that was Iverson's revenge from the Garden when Ray Allen in Connecticut beat Georgetown in 95, in my opinion. And they never really played that rivalry up like they were supposed to, Iverson and Ray Allen, because they were big rivals coming out the Big East and everything like that. You know, Ray Allen, UConn guy, clean, smooth. You know, Iverson, rugged, raw. Hip-hop, you don't stop. Georgetown, you know, all that good stuff. So it's really good to see the Bucks back in this spot, Jeff. And I feel like it's their conference to lose this year, man. I walked away very impressed because I didn't see anybody dismantling Boston like that. I thought Boston was in the groove after they swept the Pacers, that they were going to give the Bucks a problem, beat them in 6. But no, the Bucks wasn't having any of that. The Bucks almost lose by 30 game 1, and then the series wasn't even close after that. wasn't even close. And that just goes to show you that this is a team that loves playing together, man. And it's a joy to watch, man. That's all I can say.
They brought back Brogdon, for the icing on the cake. And they were talking, you want to go down memory lane. Larry Bird, Milwaukee swept them. And then 3 years later, the Celtics come back up 3-0 at the Mecca. Celtics up 15, and Larry hits a 3 at the buzzer to walk off and walks off the court, and they sweep them back. It was took 3 years later, but the point was, Larry remembered that 3 years later. And you know, Kyrie on the press conference last night was talking about he wasn't disappointed, the Bucks were a better team, yada yada yada. So they were comparing the two, you know, Kyrie and Larry, and as we know, it's not even up for comparison. But the difference in the makeup of, you know, Larry compared to, you know, what Kyrie had to say after last night.
Alright, Kyrie was over there looking for LeBron, man. That's what was happening. He's looking for LeBron to spark him, to excuse him. But you're not going to get no excuses, Mr. I want to be the leader. That's what happens, man. But Toronto, though. Philly just played really good defense tonight. They played really good basketball tonight. I got to give them their props. They did very, very well. They're up to 20 now, you know. And that's the luxury of being up 3-2 in a 7-game series, man. Especially when you got a home game to finish up the series, game 7. But, you know, with the Raptors, game 7 is a difficult task. You know?
Good luck there. You better get out early on them, because I've said this since November, since we had you guest on in November. You ain't beating Toronto in a game 7 in their place.
Right.
You're not. No way.
Right, and you know that's why the Bucks lucked out, get the first seed. So if they go 7, they got to do that thing in Milwaukee. But that's going to be a good series, man. I think the Raptors and Bucks is going to be a much better series than them and Philly, because I think they're just going to run through Philly. Embiid's going to get sick like every 4 plays, because Giannis is just going to be out there just doing what Giannis do. And it's just going to be like that. That's how it is. It's like that, and that's the way it is. But yeah, I think this playoff, though, is much better than the ones that we've been watching over the last few years. Because I thought the first round, I was like, damn, they got these teams out of here way too quickly. Then I said, no. They did this thing exactly right. You got to get the week got to go. These teams made the playoffs because they had good stretches of the season. They didn't have great seasons, you know. Well, the Magic, they played in a conference where every team had a losing record, pretty much. I mean, not in conference, division, Southeast. And they won a division as a 7th seed. They were the 7th seed and won a division. First time in NBA history something like that occurred. So that goes to show you that, okay, we had some teams in the playoffs that played really well and got some really big upsets during the season that propelled them to the playoffs. We'll take that. Go ahead.
I know they won't do this, but if you're looking for something to change in the NBA, what 8-8, they make it, okay? But why not seed it 1-16? Imagine what that would be. Hey, top 16 teams make the playoffs. 1 plays 16, 2 plays 15. Shoot it up like that. That'd be something different.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, but then that gives you issues, because that 16 seed could possibly beat the 1 seed.
That's why they play the game, Pops.
Right. Because you put that Eastern Conference team, that bad Eastern Conference team, against a really good Western Conference team, the matchup might not call for it, you know. But pretty much, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit of football, too, Jeff, when we get back in here real quick. just a little bit of breaking news, things like that, little things I've been seeing in the news and things like that. Then we'll jump into some baseball, but we got some bills to pay. This is the Primetime Angles Radio Show, hosted by your boy, the Primetime Capper, with Jeff Dawson. And this show is brought to you by Twin Spires as well, too. So you guys get on the website and bet up those horses over there at Churchill Downs, baby. And then, guys, make sure there will be, and I promise I won't slack on it. There will be Santa Anita race cards in the store at ECSI. So you guys, Jeff will give you guys all the information that you guys need at the end of the show. But you guys make sure, if you do want to get those racing cards, they will be available on the ECSI website. But we'll be back to you in a moment, and let the commercials play.
Folks, Amazon and Jeff Bezos are insanely rich with money. 12-Ounce Sports Radio is insanely rich with sports takes. Why not merge the two together by making sure you click on our Amazon link on our sponsors page before you go shopping? Or you can find it on article pages as well. It'll cost you nothing extra and helps out the station just enough to keep the lights on. So go to www.12ozsportsradio.com and navigate to our sponsors page. At the top, you'll see the Amazon banner. Just click it and go shopping. Have a great day.
Hey, business owners and leaders, this is Chris America with an exciting message for you. Right now, just like you are, 50% of Americans are listening to live streaming internet radio, with that number growing every single year. We're excited to announce that 12-Ounce Sports Radio is also growing with that. With that said, we'd like you to come in at an opportune time to advertise your business on our station at a competitive rate. We have live daily shows streaming across all over America and the entire world, reaching out to the audience and connecting with them the way that your business needs to. If you're interested, go ahead and contact us by going to 12OunceSportsRadio.com. That's 12OZSportsRadio.com. Click the Contact Us page and go ahead and send out your information to us. We're excited to get right back to you and get your business rolling on 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Hope you have a great day.
Folks, Amazon and Jeff Bezos are insane with money. 12-Ounce Sports Rich with sports takes. Why not merge the two together by making sure you click on our Amazon link on our sponsors page before you go shopping? Or you can find it on article pages as well. It'll cost you nothing extra and helps out the station just enough to keep the lights on. So go to www.12ozsportsradio.com and navigate to our sponsors page. At the top, you'll see the Amazon banner. Just click it and go shopping. Have a great day.
All right, we are back with the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Capper, Pop DiBiase, and Jeff Dawson, the Don himself. Man, Jeff, I'm telling you, boy, the future's so bright. And the future's so bright for a lot of these NFL stars right now, man. What do you think Lamar Jackson is going to do next season? I think Lamar Jackson is going to be pretty average next year, to be that honest with you. I don't see the Ravens doing much next year. To be no Terrell Suggs, it's going to be a year of adjustments without that pass rusher on the outside. Lamar Jackson is a hell of a quarterback, but you know he's going to be under scrutiny all season about, can he throw the balls for 10 yards down the field or 20 yards down the field, and can he throw it the way that you're supposed to throw it as a quarterback? I thought he did well, Jeff, to be dead honest with you. I thought he did an amazing job, and he's a winner, and I think that if you give him a full season, he'll be really, really good. But I think the AFC North is going to be really tough because the Steelers got a chip on their shoulder because people think that they're washed up. And then you got the Bengals, who are going to be irrelevant again. Bengals, the return to the Twilight Zone. Them and the Browns are about to switch places, Jeff. Bengals go back to being the Bengals of the 90s, and the Browns go back to being the Browns. Because I felt like the Bengals were doing what the Browns were supposed to be doing over the last decade, like at least making it to the playoffs, at least winning the division sometimes, and why the Browns just were just awful, you know. And that's what I was used to seeing the Bengals do as a kid. Like, the Bengals were just god awful. You thought the Browns were bad. The Bengals were terrible. Like, seriously, Shula Sun was there. It was bad, Jeff. It was bad. Bad. Bad on bad. Bad on Dave Klingler. This guy, Erickson. Jeff Blake.
Hey, listen now. Jeff Blake now, he had a wide receiver back in my glory days. Carl Pickens.
Carl Pickens was an all-pro, so, you know.
Yeah, Jeff Blake to Carl Pickens. They used to throw that heave-ho launch pad. Now, Jeff Blake was that guy in East Carolina. You know, no defense as usual over there, but, you know, they put up 40, 45. He was, one of those young guys that he could throw the deep ball. He was pretty good at that. But going back to your Ravens, people I've reached out to out in Las Vegas and some of the experts, they're looking for regression as well in Baltimore this year. You have now the blueprint on Lamar. They didn't add many weapons over there, and they did lose a few pieces in the defensive end. You're going to have to score some points against Pittsburgh. You're going to have to score some points against Cleveland. Those two teams will be at the top. The Ravens will be hanging around in the three spot, and then, as you said, Cincinnati will become irrelevant. There's even been talks of maybe it's time to cut AJ Green loose and, you know, move on that direction. So we'll see.
If I'm AJ Green, I'm demanding a trade this summer. Get me out of here now. Get me out of here now. He would look good with the Redskins, or hey, Atlanta would be fun too for AJ Green. He played for Georgia. Well, I'd like to see him somewhere like in Miami somewhere, maybe Tampa Bay. I want to see him in a place where it's tropical, where the weather's good. You know,
I think Tom Brady wouldn't mind having him.
Well, you know, get on the phone.
I ain't helping that team anymore. Jesus.
Yeah.
Stop helping. Don't matter.
Yeah. Because the Patriots, now they got to find out who. Now they got to find a future quarterback. I don't care what nobody says. Brady's on 18-month time clock. 18 months, I give him. But I'm not going to keep saying Brady's going to be wise and Brady's going to be this and Brady's going to be that, because I keep being wrong over the last two seasons, but actually he did not look that good in the playoffs. I think that it was more, it's just the team, Patriots just play so well as a team, and they don't quit, that they're always going to make Tom look really, really good, even when he's not that good.
You know, the sad thing, Pops, is he threw for 500 yards against the Eagles and lost. The only play was the strip sack, and he lose. And then against the Rams, he didn't have a great game against the Rams.
Awful game against the Rams. He had one drive. One drive, Jeff. But that's all he needed was one drive. The defense should have won the MVP award for that day.
Mm-hmm.
They should have gave the defense the MVP award because they were absolutely stellar. The whole defense, because I hadn't seen a Bill Belichick defense play like that since he was coaching the Giants, where they just literally just locked everything down. Locked it all down. But I just think that the nerves of the Rams played a factor into things as well, too. Rams just were being some nervous ninnies, in my opinion. They could have been better, but they just didn't. They just were so hell-bent on trying to be perfect instead of just doing them. And I think if they would have just did them and figured out adjustments, they could have probably won the game. But I don't like the could have, would have, should have, because it is what it is. When the clock hits 000, the winner is going to be the winner. You know, we get so wrapped up, and if this would have happened, if that would have happened, then it would have been this way. No, well, it's not that way. When you look at the history book, it's not going to say, well, they had a chance. No, it's going to say they lost. That's it. And, a guy, he kind of irritated, pissed me off a little bit one time. I was at the racetrack. And he said that it doesn't matter if he's the best horse in the race. He still lost. You know, and I said, you know, you're trying to make yourself feel better about it because your horse finished third. But he looked good finishing third. Still, the guy had a good point. It don't matter if he was the best horse in the race. He would have won. So, that's just an analogy to just have you ready to bet that horse back when they race again, Jeff. That's all that shit is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That's just to make yourself feel a little bit better when you lose, maybe a 150 across the board on the horse of the day. But it's all good. You can get it back with the show money. You know, you got to understand these things, man. So, Raptors, they cut it down late, but it doesn't matter. And it looks like the over is not going to happen here. Yep. I know underbettors are geeked up and everybody feeling good about themselves. You can see a guy now. I had the dog bet on the Sixers. Bro, it's plus 115. It's literally like just a couple. That's a couple little bit over, but they don't really make a difference. You know, you just didn't have to put up the dime. That's it.
So, speaking of that, Pops, it's about to probably wait until the end of this. What would your take on? You think D Lil's got one more notch in the belt for to bring that to a game 7?
Oh, we going 7 definitely in that series too. They need it because that first round ended very, very quickly. And they got to get those dollars, Jeff. They got to get those dollars, man. So, game 7 is perfect. So, that means that at this point right now, we got 3 possible game 7s coming up this weekend. And that's what they will. That's what they want. And they want these conference finals to go 7 as well, too. Even though everybody's already just, well, the Rockets and the Warriors are the champions. Whoever wins is the champions of the West. I wouldn't be that quick to say that. You know, now with these two teams playing the way that they are, and Denver being an overall, being probably the overall best team, like roster wise, like they got players up and down the board. The Warriors have 4 guys, in all seriousness, and three guys who can contribute. But Denver guys like 2 starting lineups, you know, and Portland is very deep, too. These teams are both very deep, and that's why the series is playing out the way it's playing. So, I think that the Blazers do have a shot tonight to take care of it, and you make it game 7, and then all bets are off. You take a choice, but I know that they'll make Denver a heavy favorite at home for game 7. That means that you'll get yourself some value on the Blazers, and I got the Blazers winning the series, so we'll see where it goes. But I wouldn't be mad at either one if they went. Who wins the series? I like both of these teams. They've both gotten my respect in a high way. And I'm glad to see that the future of the NBA is going places other than just being Golden State and Houston. You know, these are the teams that, you know, in a bit, don't worry, the Lakers and Sacramento and Phoenix will be joining this party soon too, Jeff. You know, that's how I'm feeling. And it's going to get real fun when it gets like that because, you know, there's just certain teams in the West that it just makes the Western Conference playoffs look that much better. You know what I mean? You miss the days when you had the Phoenixes and they're not, they're there as Oklahoma City, but I miss those days where you had Phoenix and the Sonics, the Jazz, Lakers, you know, Blazers. These teams are going to be there every year, you know? And they got some of the best home bases that you can deal with, that you can see, that are very good for the NBA product and everything like that. So I look forward to when we get back to those days, and I think it's coming very, very soon. But back to just a little bit more, just back to the NFL, just a little bit, real quick. Did you see the ad? Did you see the quote that OBJ had about the Browns? He's super confident about this thing, is he not, Jeff?
I don't know when he's going to learn. I really don't. You know, the catch that put him on the map and to being the highest paid wide receiver and the player in the game, yada, yada, yada. Now he's traded, you know, a year later. Now, you know, he's LeBron of the NFL. Hey, listen, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I mean, they have so much talent over there offensively. Chirp all you want, I guess. I don't know what to say. I really don't. I disrespected him last year. He shut it down. Now the team was done. He comes up with the phantom injury. He shuts it down. But he still gets his paychecks every week. So I got a sour taste in my mouth right now with him.
Well, he said that they're going to be the Patriots.
Yeah, I know.
And see, they're going to mess with him every week at the grocery store about that shit to watch. Every week. So, let's get down to some baseball, Jeff, real quick. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, but let's talk some baseball, man. Baseball, we still love you. We're not trying to neglect you at all, baseball. Baseball, you always have a place here. Always. Always. Okay, so I'm going to my list. I'm going to my list, Jeffy. Okay, we got the under 10. Angels Orioles tomorrow. I know this game is going to be an over bet on the over, Jeff. So I got to go the other way and take the under 10. You're getting even money here as well, too. So I like the under 10 in this spot, so I'm taking it. Angels Orioles. We got a pretty good pitching matchup going up for that one as well, too. We got Trevor Cahill on the mound and some guy pitching for the Orioles. Let me go ahead and get his name.
Dan Straley.
Dan Straley. I do. You know, it's the joke. You know, I know who it is. Dan Straley, part-time reliever, part-time starter. So, usually when you see him out there, he's saying, well, it should be over. But I think that they're actually not going to give up too many runs tomorrow, Jeff, to start off this series. So, I'm going to go ahead and take the under 10 here to start off this primetime pick six. Then we move on. We got ourselves the Marlins and the Mets. I don't know who to pick here as the winner, Jeff, so I'm going to take the over 7. I think that's a good, strong bet right there, and I think you can go some places with this. So, I like the over 7. It's a small number. We should hit it. You know, the Marlins are terrible. So, you know, they have days where they don't give up that many runs, but they still lose. Tomorrow they're going to give up a lot of runs and probably still lose. So I'm taking the over 7, Marlins, Mets. All right. This one's a doozy too, man. I like this one, Jeff. This one is the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are playing the White Sox. They're giving you a minus 130 on this bad boy. Minus 130 on it, Jeff. Go ahead and give me that. Give me that money, Jeff. I'm going to go ahead and take the Blue Jays to go ahead and win that game. Minus 130. Home team. I think we look good in that one, Jeff. We look real, real good. That's what I'm thinking. It's a later game, too. So, show me the money, man. That's all I got to say. 130. And then it's creeping up right now. It's at 135. Probably be 140 by the time we get to the first pitch. I just feel like the Blue Jays just are going to be much better. They got Clay Buchholz on the mound. I know Clay Buchholz is not the same pitcher he was in Boston, but he should bounce back. It's the White Sox. They don't score many runs. Let's see how it goes. So, there it is. Blue Jays, minus 130. What you over there doing, Jeff? Eating trail mix or something?
What's that?
I said, what you over there doing? Eating trail mix or something? You better pass it.
No. I just took a swig of coffee.
Okay. Checking out, I gotta check up on you, man. You see, you over there drinking coffee, eating trail mix, you know, just leaving me out.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's almost 11 here, Easton. You gotta make sure I stay awake, that's all.
Oh, man, I'm putting Jeff to sleep tonight. Oh, man. That means I must be putting listeners to sleep tonight, too. Let me hurry up.
No, I'm up trying to get up early now. I gotta get my summer swine on, so, you know, up around 5:30, and so, you know, we got a nice 17-18-hour day already in. Head up to UConn tomorrow and grab the daughter and bring her back home. The nest will be full here at ECSI, but all good here, all good.
All right. Okay, my next game is going to be, this is a doozy too, man. This is going to be a dog. Give me those Marlins tomorrow, man, those Marlins. Where I'm going to go ahead and take the Marlins. The Mariners. Sorry, Jeff. The Mariners. Mariners are playing. You got it up, Jeff? Because this thing always goes back to Thursday. I got the Mariners playing the Mariners are playing the Red Sox. So I'm asking about it, and it's a game in Yo City. It's a game at Fenway. And I feel like Seattle's going to win that game tomorrow. I think this slipped everybody's little mind yesterday. But you saw what I did with the Kansas City Royals for you guys the other day. Dog of the day on primetimecapper.com. 10 runs, buddy. 12-2. Jeff, didn't I tell you it was coming? Plus 200 wins by 10 runs? I told you it was coming.
That was our. We released two baseball games today ourselves. We have the Cardinals right now comfortably ahead 16-4. And we're going to, of course, you know, nothing's ever easy on the back end. We got the Braves right now, 1-1.
Oh, God, they were supposed to give me the over today, tonight. But they had 1-1. Jeez Louise. But the game is started, right?
It's in the fourth inning. Quick little update, by the way. I said the key to success tonight for the Nuggets was to get out early. Quick 16-7 lead for the Nuggets.
Well, you know what's going to happen is they're going to start... Oh, man, you know what's going on. I'm watching it right now. You know what's going to happen. Then the Blazers are going to get their run going and back and forth, back and forth. Cassidy Hubbard. She does a great job, Jeff. She does a great, really great job. She's kind of a distraction to me, though. I was like, if I was a player, I'd be like, girl, what's going on with you? You know, they ain't got the Robins of the world and stuff like Spud Webb and the man. You know, these women don't even dress up in the with the shoulder pad suits on anymore. They come out in the club dress. Distractions. Just kidding. But yeah, I don't want to get in too much trouble for that. But yeah, man, this Mariners plus 160, I love it. That's gonna be that's a good one right there too. And then we got the Phillies minus 150. Phillies. That's a road game. And they're playing pretty decent baseball, you know. I know Philly Pete get excited about this one. I know his Phillies. I know he's up. He's loving it right now, pouring water all over himself with the Philly with the Sixers getting this win right now. I already know because we were talking about that prior. He's texting me. He said this is exactly what we need to do. We gonna get it finished the fourth quarter strong. Exactly what they did. But I'm going to go ahead and take these Phillies tomorrow to beat the Royals at minus 150. Yeah, money line is chalky, but so what? Let's go ahead and get that money, Jeff. But you can play that 1.5 as well, too. But I do like the Phillies tomorrow. The Phillies look like they should dominate this game. They got Jake Arrieta on the mound going against Homer Bailey. Homer Bailey was really popular last year because it seemed like every game he pitched in, the team lost. Until it was that game where Homer Bailey won the game. Gave like 2 runs that day. These teams scored like 10 runs. You know, you can't do that all the time. You got to figure out what game it's gonna be that he's gonna mess you up in. And it's usually in the game that you don't see it coming in against the team that he's supposed to get absolutely dragged by. Usually it doesn't work out like that. Doug Baldwin, Cam Chancellor done in Seattle, injuries. So it's the end of an era, really. So, you guys, it's over. Legion of Boom, all that good stuff, done with. Wow. Okay. Looking at Telvin Smith. They said he's not going to play in 2019. Some of these guys are just jerseys out here now, Jeff. You know what I mean? Numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they don't get talked about enough by media, so you don't really know who they are. Even when they got... breaking news about them and everything like that. Telvin Smith, Jaguars. I see Jaguars go to the conference championship game and still stay relevant. Wow. Wow. That happens, so. All right, my last game for the pick six, Jeff. Padres, Rockies from Coors over 10, obviously, right? You got Laura pitching against German Marquez. So I feel like we got the over going on over there. So let's get the over, Jeff. That's how I'm feeling. Padres, Rockies, man. And right now, baseball is looking pretty good. Teams are staying afloat, staying with each other. But we'll see how it goes when we get to June, July, August. The boys of summer are the boys that ball in the summertime or the boys that are going to be playing in the fall time. That's what I always say. So be ready. This right now is just a precursor to what's about to occur. And you can see the Dodgers still being dominant. That's not going to be a problem for them. You can also see the Twins looking like that. They're going to break this whole little monopoly up of the Indians constantly winning the AL Central with bad teams behind them. And my biggest thing is, who's going to win the NL East? So, once again, a wide-open division, so... Baseball is very, very fun again this year. A lot of parity in baseball. And then, will the Red Sox or Yankees ever catch up with the Rays this year? My question too. You know, because Ray's playing some. We going to the playoffs baseball right now. Warriors, they're just there, huh, Jeff? Hey, I had Warriors last night +1.5. They were minus. They had Boston -300. I said this is a +1.5 if I ever seen it. And boom, it finishes 2-1. Chris L, you can't be trusted anymore, buddy. Not with the -300 anymore, Chris L. Yeah, but I'm telling you, baseball, it's going to be fun. Betting this year. Baseball, you will get the full focus once this NBA thing is over with. I'm telling you. I promise you. Baseball, WNBA, we're going to throw in Big 3 this year because you can bet those games as well, too. And it's so competitive. They got 12 teams now, so it's highly competitive. You'll be see, that's the league where you'll get the big upset, Jeff. Any game. So they're not going to spread them out that bad, you know, on spreads and things like that. But it is what it is, man. And this is pretty much another great show with my man Jeff Dawson. You know, we did it live for you guys tonight here on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. You guys can go ahead and catch me on the Twitter at PopDBiase. Also, you guys can look me up on PrimetimeCapri.com. You guys can see all my angles, articles, different little blogs. We're going to start a new blog as well, too. State of the Rams, State of the Bolts. You know, keep LA, hey, keep the LA sports eyes open, you know. I guess I got to just do that a little bit, Jeff. It doesn't matter if you're a fan of the team or not. You know, just pretty much give everybody an inside look and your opinion on how you're feeling every week with these teams. So, you know, that you just more exposure. That's all it is, man. They say, well, damn, you're trying to wear all the hats. Well, it is what it is, man. You only live once. And so that will be coming very soon. Also, you guys can look into becoming exclusive clients. You guys can DM me on the Twitter. It was funny, Jeff, today, a guy said, DM me about the WNBA, and then he wanted to just rail off about being a tout, and, you know, and you guys, can I pay you in peanuts and shit like that? He said that, I guess you're trying to be one of those locking in guys and you got TV. I said, well, I do a show and, you know, pretty much I've had a service for a few years. So, you know, like literally I'm not like in this to play around or anything like that. So it's really funny, man. It's like guys just signed up for Twitter and then they know everything. So it is what it is, man. I have a lot of fun with these people. So, yeah, pretty much you guys can go ahead and sign up for that if you want to. Summertime, I'm not gonna it come about June or so, though. You guys can't catch me on the end of the year deal, halfway, the second half of the year deal, whatever, which got that we did like last summer and everything like that. So we pretty much, the ball is in your court. If you want to keep being successful, make some money and everything like that, get that other stream of revenue, look me up. Jeff, go ahead and give the people your details, man.
On Twitter, we are at EC Sports Invest. You can follow us there. We will quickly follow you back. We'll answer any questions that you have on the DM there. Our website is at www.eastcoastsportsinvestors.com. Give us a holler. Take a look there. If you have any questions, go to info@eastcoastsportsinvestors.com/@gmail. We'll answer any email that you have. We also have an e-commerce store at store.eastcoastsportsinvestors.com. Quick picks. Pops will have some horse racing cards over the weekend there. Soon to have ECSI gear and swag. Pops will have some stuff up there. We're going to have some educational tutorials, videos. We're really trying to educate you guys. That is what our goal is long term. Anyone can go to the window, flip a coin, play your favorites, play the underdog. But why are you playing the favorite? Why are you playing the underdog? We're here to help. We want to see the cash tickets, not throw them away. So check us out. Ask any questions that you want. That's what we're here for.
All right. And this is the Primetime Angles Radio Show with your boy, the Primetime Capper, and Jeff Dawson, and we are signing out. And I'm be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and it is what it is, man. The world's best sports betting show, the Primetime Angles Radio Show, and I'm gone.